What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
But we have this scheduled every month, and I don't want to miss it with Chris Woolsey. He's our streaming correspondent here to talk about a little TV. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are we, Ryan?
Doing okay. I thought at this point in the show, in the weekend, I would be feeling better. My voice would be great. It's just not, I'm not manifesting that destiny as I thought I would. But we're still here, and so we're still going to do all of the streaming recommendations that you're bringing. Hey, before we do, though, Chris, I want to let you know, I've been watching a show on Crackle that I really like that I wanted to recommend. That's not really like part of the month, the theme of the month, but it's okay. called The Thrill of, or The Science of the Thrill, and it is about roller coasters basically. And I can't get enough because I am a theme park junkie. And the show, I highly recommend it. It's on Crackle. If you are a theme park person, this gives you the science of why you enjoy roller coasters, and it goes into like speed, drops, you know, like the way it redirects your head, like where you're looking and stuff like that. It's really pretty interesting show, so highly recommend it.
That's crazy. I haven't even seen that on there, but I'm gonna have to pull that up tonight because my wife needs to be in a 12-step program to get off of roller coasters because I can't even walk by them and look at them without getting queasy. So I'm definitely going to have to watch this with her. This will be fun.
Yeah, Science of the Thrill. And by the way, your wife is nothing like my wife, apparently, because I just took her down to Florida to go to Universal because she loves Harry Potter, and to go to Epcot because she just loves anthropology and culture. And it was a surprise, and she was very excited, but she's like, okay, I think I got my fill of theme parks for the year. I'm like, oh no, we're just starting the year, honey. We can't be done.
Got to keep that train rolling.
Exactly. So we're here in February, here at the beginning, now middle of February, and you have got some Valentine's Day suggestions, speaking of our wives. So what should we watch Wednesday night, Chris?
We have got so much great stuff on here. So I think we've talked about this before, that Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment produces original content that you can only see on their streaming services. So if you've gone through all the Hallmark movies and you're like, what in the world are we going to do? We've got you covered because we have a ton of really fun rom-coms that I guarantee you have never seen anywhere else.
Okay, what's your first suggestion? What's the first one we should try?
We've got a great one this month called Love Amongst the Stars, which is obviously perfect for Valentine's Day. Really cute, starring Sarah Canning from The Vampire Diaries and Patch May from Home and Away. And Sarah Canning plays Heidi, who is a young astronomy professor who believes that a rare planetary alignment is going to be the key for her department getting a new top-level observatory. And Patch May plays the young upstart history professor who's oddly charming, but who stands in the way of her getting this funding. It's really cute. They go to loggerheads, obviously, but then it ends up that there may be something written in the stars that's more important for both of them.
You know, it's funny, as you're talking about it, I'm like, yeah, that I'm pretty sure my wife has probably already watched this movie. I think we mentioned at Christmas time that my wife is a teacher, so she will just hole up in her room and surround herself with papers and put on, at that time, Christmas movies. But right now, I think it's all rom-coms, so these are going to be great suggestions for her. I do have a challenge for you, Chris, though.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I've mentioned before that my co-host on this show, on Wiggins America, is Old Roy. He's not in the studio yet, but he's coming in later in the show. He is a rom-com nut. So you're not going to have a tough time convincing him, but I'm not. I'm kind of the I would say I'm kind of right in the middle of Men of America, where it's not something I seek out. I've seen good ones and I liked them, but it's not something I always seek out. So my challenge for you, Chris, is to give the me out there who is not necessarily a huge rom-com fan, but it's like, you know what? I might try it. It's February. What's your suggestion for me and the me's?
Okay, because this one really hit me, and I'm in that same boat with you. I'm not like a gigantic rom-com guy, but if you've got a good story and it's fun, I'm happy to jump on board. And we do have another of the originals that is really fun, and that is A Slice of Chicago Romance. And the reason I like it is because I love pizza, and this is actually about two competing deep dish pizza parlors outside of Chicago. And if you know anything about Chicago pizza, that is a competitive, aggressive world. People constantly, like, you tell people you went to Chicago, the first thing they ask you is, which deep dish pizza place do you support? And so it's about these two competing. They've been there forever. They despise, the owners despise one another, until a nationwide franchise moves into town, and they now have to combine forces in order to stave off economic destruction.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is two people who could, you know, end up in a romantic relationship, but don't want to because they hate each other, right?
Exactly. That's it.
Gotcha. Yeah,
very fun. Very fun. Very cute. Performances are great. And I think that might be one that might just turn the corner for you.
Oh, well, tell me the name of that one more time then.
A Slice of Chicago Romance.
A Slice of Chicago Romance. All right, I'll try to check that out. Now, before we run out of time, Chris, you mentioned there's some other programming. It's Black History Month. It's, you know, Super Bowl, everything, football. Is there anything else that we should be aware of that we haven't hit with rom-coms?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I've got one of each. I'll just drop in really quick. We have the limited series, The Temptations, which tells the story of obviously the most influential Motown band of all time. They created My Girl, Papa Was Rolling Stone, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Ball of Confusion, endless hits. And this lets you peek behind the curtain in this limited series to see the drama that actually went into the creation of these amazing, timeless classics. Starring Charles Malik Whitfield from Chicago Med, D.B. Woodside, who played President Palmer on 24, and Tina Lookford from Scandal. Great cast, spectacular performances. If you are a music fan or a Motown fan, this is a great way to celebrate Black History Month.
So it's like a biopic, but on multiple members of the band.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Cool. Anything football related?
Oh, my gosh. Maybe my favorite sports documentary of all time. This is called 85, The Greatest Team in Football History, and it's obviously talking about the 85 Bears.
Okay.
They interview all the greatest Chicagoans who were there at the time when this phenomenon came about. So they interview people like Bill Murray, Jeremy Piven, Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, for crying out loud, is interviewed in this. And then they interview all of the 85 Bears who are still with us, you know, Singletary and McMahon and, of course, Ditka. Is in there. They even interview the SNL guys who did the Ditka sketches. It is really fascinating, and so many stories that you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe. I mean, these guys really were larger than life. 85, the greatest team in football history. If you are a football fan, a Chicago fan, You want to jump on this one. It's a great ramp up to the big game on Sunday.
Well, the odd thing is that there are no Chicago fans here in St. Louis. There are actually zero. I don't know if you knew that stat or not, but if you're within a stone's throw of the Midwest, everybody remembers the 85 Bears. I don't know what it was about that team. Maybe it was all of the other stuff, the SNL stuff, you know, all the extra, the refrigerator Perry, you know, these weird comic books that came out about it. I don't know what it was about that team, but I might have to watch that because it's such an iconic team, that 85 Bears team, no matter who you are, if you're anywhere near us. So, Chris,
I think it was so big, and they go into this in the documentary, was because their sports franchises had been horrible for the last 30 years until the Bears arrived. They had no sports game literally at all. And then all of a sudden these guys walked on the scene, these ragtag group of goofballs, and just cleaned up the league with them.
Yeah, that's probably true. I was young enough that I was alive, but I was too young to really remember that moment. It was the years after that I kind of learned more about it, because I was, I don't know, going on 8, 9, you know, in the late 80s, and was going, oh, okay, I kind of get what's happened now, like why this is such a big deal. So, Chris, again, thank you for all the recommendations, and I'm so glad we get to do this every month. Do you want people finding you on Twitter?
Absolutely. I am IDGHAYZOOS at Twitter, and CS Woolsey on Instagram. And then, of course, you can find us at all the Crackle handles, Crackle_TV. And yeah, check us out. It's always free, and you can download the app to your tablet, your mobile, your connected TV, and watch for free.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.